This podcast is sponsored by nonprofit Professional Performance 360 magazine.
Hi, this is Paul Lemberg, and I want to welcome you to Orchestrating Success with Hugh Ballew. This podcast is all about ways to redefine leadership as a pathway to increasing your business or nonprofit income. Now, here's Hugh with today's session.
Session 79. It's back to me again. Had some good interviews. I got really great interviews coming up in the next weeks and months, so I can't wait to share those with you. Some are in the can and some are scheduled. This is podcast number 79, as it said at the beginning, sponsored by the magazine that I co-publish with Jeff McGee, Nonprofit Professional Performance Magazine. Stories, articles, great leadership resources for nonprofit leaders. However, good leadership is good leadership. So I welcome and invite, I welcome your readership. I invite you to look at nonprofitperformance.org. Check out that magazine. You'll be glad that you did. I'm going to share a series of podcasts daily for the next week. It's inspired by the book from Henry Nouwen, by Henry Nouwen, Bread for the Journey. So the journey is really a spiritual journey. I feel like I'm a spiritual person in a human body. So my job is to be attentive to being that spiritual person. This is podcast 79. You can comment on it on my podcast page. You can find them all and then click on that and go to the particular podcast. There's a place for comments. It's intended that we have a two-way conversation. And my intent is to start that conversation and to hear from you. Let's talk about the journey of personal growth. We could call it capacity building. We could call it a lot of things. But we're going to call it the journey of personal growth. And this one is personal development, personal growth. It's one foot in front of the other, working on being the best self I can be. And I invite you to go on the journey with me to share my experiences and to share your experiences back with me and with others. Here's a quote from Napoleon Hill. Perhaps we shall learn as we pass through this age that the other self is more powerful than the physical self we see when we look into a mirror. Bread for the journey. It's the journey of personal growth. This series is about balance. My four principles of personal development is the fourth one. So one might call this capacity building. I find that when we stop working on self, our skills get stale and our leadership becomes less effective. So this is my endeavor to share openly as part of my discipline. Yes, read, yes, think, yes, write. But my discipline is to be transparent and invite conversation. I have a personal passion for reading. I listen to other podcasts. I attend seminars. I develop collaborative programs and events with other people that have really got good skills, whether they're complementing or contrasting. It doesn't matter. I learn from them, and we can synergize together. And every client engagement I have, I grow with that. So there's an opportunity to learn from many, many people, only if I pay attention. The struggle that many, me included, have is judging the value of what others are doing. As a self-proclaimed expert, well, I'm a coach, I'm a teacher, I'm a mentor, I'm a facilitator. Some call me a consultant, which I hate. So I want to take off this expert hat, this teacher hat, this mentor hat, any of those labels, and put on the student hat. When I can do that, it's a huge difference for me. So I invite you to take off the I know this, I know that, and say, I want to learn something new today. Maybe part of my journey will inspire you in some way. There are many areas needing development. I can only focus on a few in this series. Therefore, in my journey, I have to set priorities. So I'll focus on ones over the next week that are important to me. Prioritizing the opportunities is important because too many compromises what's important. And I want to focus on those that are the most important. One of the many books worth reading over and over is the classic by Napoleon Hill, Think and Grow Rich. It's full of valuable wisdom, of great leadership. It's full of valuable stories. It's value because the information that's available, if the reader will dig for the secrets that are not revealed to the casual reader. He says very clearly, I'm not going to reveal the secret. You must dig for the secret. So this is my fourth category in my four leadership principles of foundations, relationships, systems, and balance. So in musical terms, this is called value the rests. There are rests in music for a very important purpose. The journey starts with the next episode and continues each day for the next week. Enjoy this journey. It's inspired by the book by Henry Nouwen called Bread for the Journey. Thank you for being on this journey, and I hope it's as valuable to you as it's been for me.
Thanks for listening today to the Orchestrating Success podcast. Be sure to subscribe on iTunes to stay focused on ways to redefine leadership and increase your profit.